Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He joined us. We're going to celebrate his 20th anniversary very soon, later this year. He's been hanging out with us for a long time. President of Jollis Associates. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. He and I both share one background besides being grizzled old salespeople. We both worked for a company called Xerox once upon a time. He's the author of, 20, 30 books and sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Why People Don't Believe You, I think that's the new one. The Way of the Road Warrior, that's another one. And Mental Agility, on and on. You get the picture. He knows what he's talking about. He's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back.
It's good to be back. 20 years, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
How many other 20-year relationships do you have, huh?
I think it's you and my wife.
Hey, it's good to have you back. And, of course, you know how much I love talking about selling. I love doing it. I love talking about it. I love helping people with it. I love making it a big deal. I was pointing out before you got here, Rob, on planet Earth, and I mean this with all my heart, this is not hyperbole. This is not stretching it. This is not self-serving. On planet Earth, nothing happens in society, to human beings, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. What do you think?
I totally agree. And you know, I think I'm a homer on this one, too. I have a soft spot, but my goodness, you know, we need doctors to, you know, help us, interpret medicine. We need lawyers to interpret the law. We need salespeople to help us get over our fear of change.
But every one of those people you mentioned first have to use tools. Mm-hmm. They can't do their job without tools that somebody sold them.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
It all goes back to a salesperson.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I go a step further on that?
Yeah.
Let's just riff on that just for a second. You know, for anybody who's listening, usually the biggest fear of going into sales is that people don't want to work on commission. Well, I have news for you. We're all on commission. You see, a salesperson gets hired and they say, this is what you're going to have to do, and we expect you to meet expectations. If you don't, we're going to have to ask you to leave. We'll put you on a performance review, but then it's not going to work out here. Of course, if you exceed expectations, we're going to compensate you for it. The rest of the world has expectations they're supposed to meet. If they don't meet those expectations, they'll be put on a performance review and they may be asked to leave. And if they exceed expectations, and Jim, you and I think we wake up in the morning going, I want to exceed expectations.
That's right.
My goal is not to meet them. But for the rest of the world, you don't get compensated
They're under the same pressure, but they don't get the leverage compensation plan.
Right. So what I'm saying is this in one or two sentences. For anybody who says, I don't know if sales is right for me, listen, you don't have to do it for your career, but to get a good education and good experience will serve you as a manager,
yeah,
a leader, wherever you go. So
right,
don't run away from the sales ideas. They really will help you whether you make a career of it or not.
Well, and I think we can both agree, though, that selling isn't for everyone. The personality profile tests prove this. Everyone doesn't need to be a professional commissioned salesperson like you and I have been. Everyone's not cut out. Everyone doesn't have the personality and aren't inclined that way. What do you think?
Of course. So don't make a career of it. But I think everybody could use an education in it.
I agree with that.
I think everybody could use a little experience.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. Get
yep.
your experience. Get it under your belt, just like many other – you learn chemistry for a reason, too.
Right.
But, you know, learn how to sell, and it will serve you wherever you go.
One of the things you talk about a lot is cautioning people against sameness. Before we go to a break, we've got a little over a minute. How do you identify sameness? What do you think are the problems?
Yeah. I think the problem is this, is that, and I had a client actually use this phrase, and I wrote a piece on it because I liked it so much. I was consulting with this company, and she said, you know, I feel like we're living in a sea of sameness. We're calling our customers with the same ideas mm-hmm. that our competition is. And, you know, I'm going to leave their industry out. But in fact, you know, it's always been said that in the absence of value, price is always the most important criteria. So what we've got to do is we have to start dissecting how do we remove ourselves from a sea of sameness. A bank is a bank. They're on every yeah. corner. But some of them, and they'll take your money, I promise. But there's more going on than just learning your name and having a pot of coffee in the corner. So how do you climb out of that sea of sameness?
And when we come back after the break, you're going to help us do that. After the break, we're going to avoid the blandness, the vanilla, ugliness, or sameness. Be different. Break out with Rob Jolliffe after the break. I'm Jim Blassie. 20 details. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.